Hello and welcome back to Nerdy Last Week. I'm your host, Short Nerdy Guy. Happy holidays to everyone who is listening right now. It is Christmas Eve. If you don't celebrate the holidays, happy winter solstice. And if you don't celebrate the winter solstice, I hope you're just having a great Saturday, Sunday, wherever you listen to this. I hope everything is doing all right. I hope you're having an okay day or night, because I'm in the States and it's 11:39 on Saturday. So, if you are in a different country, which would mean that it's already Sunday, happy Sunday. Anyways, I thank you for stopping by and listening. And again, hope you're having an okay time. I am gonna start doing this show once or twice a month. Probably once a month, because shit's getting a little crazy with other things, so I don't have a time to necessarily always record one every Friday, and then I try to do every other Friday and shit still got crazy. So I'm gonna once every month, or one or twice a month, is a better time frame for me, so I can not leave you guys hanging for a month, so that's what I'm going to do from now on. Also, let's talk about this James Gunn thing. Now, obviously, when we heard the news that James Gunn was going to be, and his partner was going to be, heading DC Studios, which they call it now, it was going to be a lot of stuff canceled. And a lot of stuff scrapped, and then a lot of stuff just let go. One, because they're starting over. Two, I think they're going to try to start forming the Justice League like the MCU. So, which should have done from the start, but at the same time, it also is, it sucks because they, The Rock brought back Henry Cavill, and then everyone was like, Henry Cavill is going to be coming back as Superman. And then, a week ago, James Gunn said that Henry Cavill will not be returning as Superman, because they want to go, for a younger Superman. And Henry Cavill doesn't fit that build. So, that sucks even more, because we thought we were getting Henry Cavill back as Superman, but that didn't happen. And then Black Adam, there's not going to be a second Black Adam movie, because technically, in the box office numbers, they say that it bombed. That movie had its own problems, because one, you were somehow just trying to shoehorn in the Justice Society, which only really had like two really familiar people, Hawkman and Dr. Fate. But yet, at the same time, there was Justice League people being referenced in the whole movie, so it didn't really cohesive. There was no cohesiveness to it. There's just wild rumors out there that are constantly saying that Robert Pattinson's Batman's going to be a part of this new universe, and then James Gunn is like, no, that's not true. That is a lie. And then there's people saying that, the Joker universe is going to be a part of the new DC universe. And then James Gunn goes on and says, no, again, that is a lie. That's not going to happen. But James Gunn has told us on Twitter that some of his plans are going to be revealed at the beginning of January, sometime in the beginning of January. He's always talked about writing and directing a new Superman movie, which we know now that it's going to be a younger Superman. Are we going to get another origin story of Superman? I hope not. I hope we're just going to jump into Metropolis. And, you know, everything is already being Metropolis, and Superman has already been Superman for a while. I believe the only three movies that are coming out next year that were a part of the old DC universe were, if they have not been canceled by the time you're listening to this, is the second Aquaman movie, second Shazam movie, and the Flash movie that supposedly is still coming out, even though there's a lot to do with Ezra Miller and stuff like that. And I've heard that they've scrapped the Michael Keaton Batman parts out. And I've also read that they've scrapped out the Ben Affleck Batman appearances in Aquaman. So it's gonna be like James Gunn said, it's gonna be another rough year for DC before it can get better. And I hope it gets better, because I think a lot of us have been rooting for DC for a very long time, but we can't seem to get away from either the reboots of Batman and Superman, or trying to go off the cuff and making completely non-familiar DC superheroes, and trying to put them into a cohesive universe. I'm pretty sure Warner Brothers told James Gunn and his partner that they need to kill off the, and I don't think they used kill off, but I think they said that we need to start fresh, which means they need to kill off the Snyder universe. So I don't know where you're gonna go from the Flash movie, because the Flash movie was supposed to A, have already come out twice so far, and B, was supposed to start the new universe, the new film universe. So it's gonna be interesting to see what goes on, because Marvel is getting into Kang the Conqueror and that whole saga, and we're getting the mutants, and we're going to get to a point where we're going to start getting more magical and dark magic, and just more magic based. And because, you know, eventually we're going to get a Ghost Rider, and he may show up in Blade or something like that. Don't quote me on that. That's just my thought. This is my thinking. But there's a lot going to be going on for Marvel this coming year and on top of the games. Because Spider-Man 2 for the PS is supposed to come out in October. There's no real, nothing been going on about the Wolverine game, but I'm sure that's being developed. There's probably going to be a lot more Marvel Presents on Disney Plus. I believe they said that Daredevil Born Again is going to start filming this upcoming year. So there's going to be a lot going on for Marvel. Anything else going on that I can think of this past? I hear Avatar: The Way of Water is a great spectacle to see in theaters, like the first one. But I also hear that it didn't necessarily make the money that it needed to make back. I have not seen it yet. Let's see here. Let's go. Rotten Tomatoes. Let's see how The Way of Water is doing. Alright, so The Way of Water has already gotten a certified fresh 79. Oh, wow. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish is a 95 right now in theaters. And Avatar, The Way of Water is only, it's certified fresh, but it's at a 79. That's not good. I mean, compared to who you're a fan of, obviously the Puss in Boots animated movie came out right before Christmas, so what do you do with kids, what do you do with families and kids right before Christmas? You take them to the movies if you can. That's not what everyone does, but you're not going to take a kid to see a 3-hour movie about trying to reintroduce you to Avatar on top of introducing you to a new land. So I can see why Puss in Boots is still winning. Babylon is at 55. A lot of these movies that came out the week of Christmas was gonna be a hit or miss. So in wrestling news, we head on to the corner of the wrestling, we're getting an acclaimed action figures that are coming out next year. We're getting a Danhausen action figure, we're getting a Swerve Strickland action figure, we're getting a Brody King action figure, and a Tony Storm action figure. Because Jazzwares did a little behind the scenes video on Instagram 2 days ago, and they showed the 3D renders of the heads. That looks amazing. No real word on AEW buying out CM Punk's contract, so supposedly he's still kind of a part of it, but yet at the same time not a part of it, because they've taken him off the front cover of the Fight Forever video game, and they've put Maxwell Jacob Freeman in the cover, which obviously makes sense because he's the champion. But that's a lot to put him on the cover and then just immediately take him off, which is a smart idea, but at the same time that sucks. Some hope that CM Punk, and there's been rumors, and not confirmed rumors, but just hushed tone rumors, that he may show up at the Royal Rumble this January. Which, I mean, that would be cool. That'd be really cool if Stone Cold, The Rock, and CM Punk showed back up at WWE for like a stint. Well, obviously The Rock would be number 30, because that has to go along with the Bloodline Tribal Chief WrestleMania storyline that they supposedly want to do, but no one has really heard anything about it. It's just hearsay, and a lot of fans are just excited to see if that ever happens. Just thinking about that, just hearing, just seeing number 30 and everyone counting down and everyone waiting to see who it is, and then you just hear the Rock's theme song, I get goosebumps already thinking about it. But can you imagine how loud that place is going to be if The Rock actually does show up and wins the WrestleMania? I mean, that, because the Bloodline storyline is just, it's genius, and it's been running since the pandemic, and it has been, it has just only gotten better over time, which is just it's fantastic. And also, like, Stone Cold, I've heard that Stone Cold wants to wrestle one more time in one more match. They'll probably bring him back in Royal Rumble that leads up to WrestleMania. I don't know what they would do with CM Punk, because obviously you would have The Rock going for the titles, so I don't know why they would have John Cena. I don't know why they'd have CM Punk try to go for those titles as well. So, all in all, the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania has got a lot of pressure to live up to, even before it, you know, it's been announced and everything like that. So, there's a lot to look forward to, but there's a lot of expectations that need to be tampered a little bit, because we don't necessarily know if The Rock is ever going to show up, or Stone Cold ever going to show up back up, or CM Punk ever going to show back up because of Punk's history and everything. The Mandy Rose thing. Mandy Rose apparently got fired from WWE, and then a day later woke up to $1 million payday, because she was on one, I don't think she was on OnlyFans, I think she was on another OnlyFans type. So, but yeah, I don't know. That, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, obviously they have someone that has to monitor the top stars and what they do in all social medias. But at the same time, like, when you have a group that's called Toxic Attraction, and you've, which obviously, you know, it was made in the Vince era, so, but then nothing was really changed after Triple H took over, and yet you fired her because she didn't meet, she was too sexy. There's a lot of information I don't necessarily know about. From what I can see and I heard, is that, you know, she got fired for being on, making money on an inappropriate site, which at the same time you've been trying to push her as this inappropriate, you know, hot, sexy woman. So who knows about that? But all right, thank you for listening. I thank you for being here. I hope you're having a great Sunday, or a great holiday, or just a great day. Also, remember to be kind to one another. Take it easy on yourselves, and you know, it's going to be a new year, and just, you know, take some time to reflect on the good stuff about this year, and how far you've come from where you were in January to now. So just know that I am proud of you for making it this far, and I'm going to continue to be proud of you on what you do in the next year. So, all right, again, thank you for listening. Be safe and be kind. Have a great night, morning.